June 13th. Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Getting there. Where the selective affinity dies and the sanctified abandon lives. Come ye after me, Mark 1:17. One of the greatest hindrances in coming to Jesus is the excuse of temperament. We make our temperament and our natural affinities barriers to coming to Jesus. The first thing we realize when we come to Jesus is that he pays no attention whatever to our natural affinities. We have the notion that we can consecrate our gifts to God. You cannot consecrate what is not yours. There is only one thing you can consecrate to God, and that is your right to yourself. Romans 12:1. If you will give God your right to yourself, he will make a holy experiment out of you. God's experiments always succeed. The one mark of a saint is the moral originality which springs from abandonment to Jesus Christ. In the life of a saint, there is this amazing wellspring of original life all the time. The Spirit of God is a well of water springing up perennially fresh. The saint realizes that it is God who engineers circumstances. Consequently, there is no whine, but a reckless abandon to Jesus. Never make a principle out of your experience. Let God be as original with other people as he is with you. If you abandon to Jesus and come when he says come, he will continue to say come through you. You will go out into life reproducing the echo of Christ's come. That is the result in every soul who has abandoned and come to Jesus. Have I come to Jesus? Will I come now?